Greetings and God bless you. We are the generals and the boss prophets, Dr. Apostles April
and Andrew, and we are here with your weekly word of supernatural empowerment.
We decree that by the power of God, that what you are about to hear will shift you into your new season. Let's listen in closely as the word is already in progress.
Amen.
So this is what I hear for you guys, for us, for the body of Christ. We will be releasing, of course, more words throughout the year, but this is the major things that God has shown me. I love y'all. I turn it over into Dr. April.
Love
and
you.
Say amen as she comes forth.
Amen.
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 Is that my money? Yeah.
Wow. If you are not excited, I don't know what will get. I'm telling you, people of God, we are excited for you, your next, your now, and your new season in Him. So what I would tell you along with that is we were preparing for this service, as we were preparing what to say, the Lord was but downloading all of this inside of our spirit. But the Lord also said, as you get excited, because the Lord shared a lot of breakthrough.
Yeah.
Everything that General has shared, there's a lot of breakthrough, there's innovation, there's a lot of healing, a lot of blessings, a lot of innovation. And He did touch on, you know, there will be also people who will be leaving this earth. Guard your heart. Sadness is also here in the earth in 2018. But the Lord is also saying that a lot of this that we have spoken on today and prophesied and released on the line is based on your decisions. Did you hear me? You can't live any way.
Amen.
You cannot live any type of way. You cannot live recklessly. You cannot responsibly. You cannot make hasty decisions off of emotions and off of offense and expect you to have the two best year you've ever had in your whole life. You cannot for every broad shoulder and every big booty and expect that to be your husband and your wife for 2018. Because just as the Lord is releasing His suitors and His good things, the enemy is also releasing his imposters. So you have to make decisions. You have to ask questions. Questions, as you know what we teach, they summon your solutions and they expose deception. So you have to ask the right question. You have to ask the right question because the Bible says no man knows the heart. Save Jesus, meaning accept Jesus, meaning you
Amen.
May all vibing. You may feel like, oh my goodness, we feel like we were just connected at birth. This is my soulmate. I don't care about how you feel because you still don't know the heart of the individual. Except
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen.
Means you
Amen.
Need to consult Jesus about that good thing and that suitor. You need to consult a high man and woman of God who is your spiritual covering. Because one thing about that, whoever is your mentor, your spiritual covering, they are not head over heels in love with that individual. They are not googly-eyed at that individual. So their name will be sharper, and they can go right past all of that, and the Lord can expose their heart unto your spiritual covering. Make wise decisions, even in investments. I hear that in the spirit. Lord is saying, like the general spoke, he said there's a lot of things going on in the automobile. There's a lot of a lot of things going on, even in the science biological industry, and there's going to be opportunities for you to invest, and that is true, but also make wise decisions, because that's when they know there's an industry that is popping and that growth there, guess what? There's going to be scams that arise as well. And I see in the spirit that there are going to be tears for people who make unwise decisions, and they're going to think this is going to be their payday, and they're going to invest every single penny they have, and it's going to be a scam, and they've lost it all.
My God.
Beware. Be watchful. About how we ought to always be watchful. Matter of fact, that's how Jehovah selected his army. When he was dealing in the Old Testament, you got to read your word. He chose and selected a small group of people who would be able to fight and win a war. But he didn't select the ones when they came. He tested He tested the soldiers. He said, okay, I'm going to watch the soldiers. They were tired, yes, and they were dehydrated. And they came across a fresh pool of water. And those that were dehydrated and restless, they took off all their armor. They took off all their clothes, and they jumped into the pool and submerged themselves, having fun, drinking, swimming. Now, there's nothing wrong with that. You want to have fun. But they failed the test. The ones that got selected by Jehovah to win the war were the ones that kept their armor on. They still were able to drink from the cool pool, but as they were lapping up, the Bible says they were lapping up like dogs. See, for an immature mind, you would think, oh, that means that that's a bad thing, because who wants to lap up water like a dog? But if you know anything, if you watch the dog long enough, when they lap up water, they don't just submerge themselves in water and forget about their surroundings. As they're taking a lick and a lap, they're looking around, seeing what's to the left, to the right. They're looking ahead. They'll even stop lapping up water just if they hear something, a squirrel running up a tree. They are watchful even in their time of relaxation. Did you catch the rest?
Amen.
For a lot of you all, you are in position, and I see vacations being released over your life. I see wonderful moments. Taxation. God wants to restore you, and a lot of that means he's going to remove you out of your immediate situation and place you in another so you can escape your current situation, escape your surroundings. But even though you are laying up on the beach, even though you might be in a theme park, on a roller coaster, even though the Lord is speaking unto you and he's saying, stay watchful. Even though you are on vacation, you can still pray. Even though you are on that plane ride, you can still be speaking in your heavenly language. Even though when you wake up and you're overlooking the ocean or wherever you are in your villa, you can still greet the Holy Spirit and decree and declare over your day. That's what I do on my cruises in Mexico, whether I'm here in Florida, wherever I am. I said I decree and declare that the devil cannot interrupt my fun, because how many know the enemy doesn't want you to be happy?
That's right.
I want you to laugh, because the Bible says laughter is like medicine to your bones. Laughter is like medicine to your body. So why in the world would the enemy allow you to be happy, because your laughter is going to heal you? So he wants to bring sorrow. He wants to bring confusion. He wants to bring soul ties. He wants to bring all types of bitternesses and offense. He wants to bring all types of, you know, grudges into your life. So you got to make sure that you stay on guard, have fun, declare. So ditzy. I tell people, don't get so blessed that you turn ditzy. God is not that type of God. He doesn't bless so you can become ditzy and naive to the world. He blesses you so you can become sharp and know exactly where your blessings come from and who you seek. So now you got to be on guard. That means some of you all this year, you did a horrible job fasting and praying. Let's just be honest. You were not on your P's and Q's. You thought you wanted to be, but life and other priorities just took over. So if, I don't know about you, but if I had a prophet and if I had generals releasing in my life, Lord, the first thing I want to do in the new year is fast. That's what we do. Myself, we start off each and every year with a huge fast. I'm not talking about from 8 a.m. until 12 p.m. Come on now. No, I'm talking about a big girl, big boy fast. I'm talking about you want extreme manifestation and breakthrough, then your sacrifice has to be equivalent to that. That means you have to know it's time. It is time, people of God, to raise the bar, because just as these manifestations are on their way and God is releasing them, they still got to go past the second heaven. They still have to go past the barricades and all of the entrapments and snares from the principalities of the air. That's your biggest hurdle. Even as you know in the story of Daniel, Jesus heard his prayer. I should say Jehovah heard his prayer, but it took a while, 21 days, for the manifestation. And Daniel was like, what's going on? I've been waiting. He said, oh, we heard you the very second you spoke it, but we were held up by the principalities, paraphrasing. So you know the manifestation is coming, but now that the enemy knows that you want it, you decreed it, you received it with your rejoicing and your praise, now you got to start warfaring, knocking down any type of warfare that now the enemy is trying to construct as a barricade against it, because this is what
That's right.
The say, because now as the prophets and the generals have released it, when it don't come to pass in your life, then the enemy wants to take control of your mind and then wants to make you call us a false prophet. Not going to happen. Just because we decree and we told you what's going to happen, if it don't manifest in your life, check your own life. Check and see if you warfared over that prophecy. Check and see if you sold into the manifestation of that prophecy. Check and see if you were in alignment and made the right decisions for it to come to pass. Check and see if you did what you needed to do to walk in the newness and the new beginning. Of you have responsibility as well. We teach the whole scroll. You're not going to put it all on us. You have responsibility. Work out your own salvation. Do it.
Amen. Teach my yes, that's right.
Stay faithful. If you stay faithful to the covenant of God, meaning tithing of everything, if you stay faithful and maintaining your spiritual growth and development, that means being present on the line, going to your local ministry, stop hitting the miss, and every time you get a headache or stub your baby toe, oops, that means I'm not going to church.
Amen.
That means I can't pick up a call in. Okay, all of that baby stuff, then you'll continue to have baby progression. Did you catch it? Did you catch it?
Yes, that's good.
About you, but I'm a grown woman, and one thing, if I'm a grown woman, I don't want baby progression. I want adult progression and acceleration in my life.
Amen.
So that means my mentality and my actions have to be equivalent to that. So in this year that is coming up, new beginnings are your portion, but also new beginnings of new actions and new mindsets and new maturity should also be your portion. But only you can make that decision if it is going to manifest in your life or not. Amen?
Amen. That's right. Amen.
I love it. I love it. So we have enjoyed ministering to you, empowering you, inspiring you today. We have released what the Lord wanted. We
yes, God.
To the testimonies. I believe
yes.
that General Andrew spoke. I stand by it. I'm telling you, he is an accurate prophet. I know because I live with him. I see him when he's on and off and before the people and outside of their eyesight. He's the same. And I love that man of God. And everything that he spoke, it resonated in my spirit. He just spoke it first. Hallelujah, because he had the phone. So I thank God, because everything he would have said, I would have told you the same. We are one. So I thank God for General Andrew. I thank you all, our dynamic. You all have done a wonderful, super califragilistic, expiatidocious type of job this year, growing the ministry.
Amen.
Remember, I preached on that. I said, you want unending favor, endless favor, you have to sow that seed of integrity. And their life reflects the favor of God. So I thank you so much. I just wanted to honor you. To all of our leaders, to all of our other leaders that are being trained, and we have too many spiritual daughters that I cannot even name it. So we have so many. I don't want to get in trouble, but I love you. If I neglected your name, do not count it against me. I'm trying to get up
we
the
love
line
you.
But we love you as well. We thank God for you. Heavenly Father, I thank you even now for the word that has gone forth. I thank you, Lord, that everything that has been decreed, announced, and prophesied will not land on thorny hearts, stony hearts, or hearts that are cold, but
yes,
it's hearts of flesh that will absorb the seed, and the seed will germinate and sprout up harvests in their heart. Oh, that it would be the gift of the Spirit, even to teach speak, that the gift of the Spirit shall be, oh, hallelujah, ever so prevalent in their life, that they will walk in meekness, that they will walk in long-suffering, that they will walk in kindness, that they will walk in love, that they will walk in all nine of the fruit of the Spirit, the gift of the Spirit. I thank God for what you are doing in our hearts, because it all starts there. And Lord, I thank you, even as you said in your word, that you would create in us, Lord, a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us. And
yes,
we need
Lord.
That like never before. We need that as we go into, for eight is the number of new beginnings. So we need you, God, to create a clean heart and renew a right spirit. And when you do that, we, Lord, make a vow not to desecrate it by making poor decisions, not to desecrate it by speaking the wrong things, contemplating on the wrong things. We, Lord, We even now say that we will give forth a perfect effort. No, we're not perfect, but we're giving forth a perfect effort. Where we failed, where we were inconsistent, Lord, we're going to assess ourselves and become better. And we're going to become mindful of our insecurities, Lord, and become secure and confident for you and the Holy Ghost. For you are calling us to be bold and not of cowards, not in fear. But, Lord, you've given us that of power, love, and a sound mind. And we're going to walk in that even now. I thank you, God, for what you're doing. We celebrate your spirit on today.
Yes.
Celebrate your newness today. We celebrate your love, your warnings, your instructions on today. And we decree and we declare it so even now. We rebuke every spirit that tries to halt, resist, delay, destroy, steal, and kill everything that is coming from you unto our life. We cast it out even now. We rebuke it by the blood of Jesus. And we speak even now.
We know this word has supernaturally empowered you for this week. Now is the time to place your angels on an assignment. Yes, your angels. It is time to take authority and now decree what you want to manifest for you and your family on this week. Plant your seed in supernatural fertile ground today. And you activate this word and make it supernaturally manifest by sowing your money seeds. The more you sow, the more miracles will begin to flow into your hands. Your palms will be filled up with overflow by visiting our website at www.kci.world. That's www.kci.world, not .org, not .com, for we are worldwide, where there is always something supernaturally happening. Again, that's www.kci.world. We are speaking life over you and your family, and we are excited about your now, your next, and your new season in Jesus' name. This has been your weekly word of supernatural empowerment from the Generals.